Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Yes, together we can remake the world. That is the intent of the community, of the Community-Wide Shura Conference. That is the theme, to remake the world. As a matter of fact, that was one of the themes Imam W.D. Muhammad espoused to us. Bismillah, friend of Ahim, assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. This is William Kareem, and I am on American Muslim 360 finally. Whew, man, it has been a week of turmoil and difficulty, but all praise is due to Allah. We are here today on Tuesday, December 26th, to be with you. And we are discussing the reading from the book of The Lives of the Prophets by Ibn Kathir. And the last time we were on, we were talking about Prophet Esau, or Jesus. And so that's where we're going to start again. We'll start from there. Bismillah ibn Ahim, it says in the book, The Stories of the Prophets, it says, Allah declares he has no son. So in many verses of the glorious Quran, Allah the Exalted denied the claim of the Christians that he has a son. A delegation from Nagara came to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They began to talk about their claim about the Trinity, which is that Allah is three in one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. with some disagreement among their sects, S-E-C-T-S. That is why Allah affirmed in many verses of the Quran that Jesus is a slave, a servant, a messenger of Allah, whom he molded in the womb of his mother like any other of his creatures, and that he created him without a father. So he created Adam without a father or a mother. Almighty Allah has chosen Isa, or Jesus, to be one of his messengers to humanity. The next subject, the birth of Mary, Quranic. Allah the Almighty said, Allah chose Adam, Noah, the family of Abraham, and the family of Imran above the Alameen, or above mankind and, of their times, offspring one of the other, and Allah is all-knower. Remember when the wife of Imran said, O my Lord, I have vowed to you what is in my womb to be dedicated for your services. And then it, in parentheses, free from all worldly work to serve you, your place of worship, etc. So accept this from me. Verily, you are the all-hearer, the all-knowing. Then when she delivered her child, Mary, she said, Oh, my Lord, I have delivered a female child. And Allah knew better what she delivered. And the male is not like the female. And I have named her Mary. And I seek refuge with you, Allah, for her and for her offspring from Shaitan, the outcast. Good point. You know, a lot of times we don't know how Allah's going to work his grace. Or Allah, we don't know how Allah's going to work his plan, but we just have to have faith. And especially when a prayer like this is said, you know, here it is, you know, Mary's mother, she made this prayer with all sincerity probably because she had a child. And she said that she made a vow to dedicate that child to Allah's service. That's what she did. But she, you know, she felt she was going to have a son. When she found out she had a girl, it was like, okay, so I just said, well, I name her Mary, and I seek refuge with you and from the offspring from her. So Mary's suffering in the Quran, this is what it says. So her Lord, Allah, accepted her with all goodly acceptance. He made her grow in a good manner and put her under the care of Zachariah. This is important. He put her under he made her grow in a good manner and put her under the care of Zechariah. That's important. Remember that name, Zechariah. Every time he entered El Mizrab, or a praying place, or a private room, he found her supplied with sustenance, as Allah recounted in the glorious Quran. She said, from Allah, Allah provides sustenance to whom he wills without measure. And that is Surah 3, verse 37. And so then they move forward, Mary's family history. Allah declared that he had elected Adam and the elite of his offspring, whom he specified the family of Abraham, which includes the sons of Ishmael and the family of Imran, the father of Mary. Now, this is interesting, but it's a little confusing also. Okay, so we have to go over this. Allah declared that he had elected Adam and the elite of his offspring who obey Allah. Then he specified the family of Abraham, peace be upon him, which includes, remember that, which includes the sons of Ishmael and the family of Imran, the father of Mary. Now, this is important. Why? Because even though Ibn Kathir wrote that and included Ishmael in this, in his book, Mary was not from the line of Ishmael. Mary was from the line of Isaac. So, okay, we got that? That's going to be important. That's going to be important to understand. In the book, in this book, it includes Ishmael, okay, because the brother that wrote it was a Muslim. So he included Ishmael in it. But if you have read the Bible, you know many times in the Bible, they don't even include Ishmael. They don't include his line at all, okay? You know, there might be a couple of, you know, references, you know, vague references of Ishmael, but they don't include Ishmael and his line at all in the Bible. And it's important that we understand that. So again, I'm going to read this again. Allah declared that he had elected Adam, peace be upon him, and the elite of his offspring, who obey Allah. Then he specified the family of Abraham, peace be upon him, okay, which includes the sons of Ishmael, peace be upon him, and the family of Imran, the father of Mary. All right? Now, the family of Imran was on the side of Isaac, the Hebrew side. It wasn't on the Ishmael side. It was on the Isaac side. It was not on the Hebrew side. Why you say that, Brother Kareem? Hey, we're going to get into it. So Muhammad ibn Ishaq stated that he was Imran, that he was Imran ibn Basim, the Amun ibn. All the way down to Ibn Rabah, Ibn David, or Dawood, okay? Again, so we go to David. David is not on the side, the family line of Ishmael. David is on the side of Ishak or Isaac. That's the side that David is on, okay? The Hebrew side. The Hebrew side. So Mary's birth, the long version. Now remember we have Zechariah, and now we have Zechariah. Prophet, it says Mary's birth, longer version. Prophet Zechariah's wife. Prophet Zechariah, peace be upon him, his wife, sister. Prophet Zechariah's wife's sister had a daughter named Hannah. She was married to Imran, okay, in the Quran, the family of Imran, okay? She was married to Imran, who was a real person, a leader of the Hebrews. It really says the Israelites, but I'm not going to say the Israelites. I'm going to say the Hebrews. When it referenced Israel or the Israelites, I'm not going to say the Israelites. I'm going to say the Hebrews. Okay? So Prophet Zechariah, peace be upon his wife, Prophet Zechariah's wife's sister had a daughter named Hannah. She was married to Imran, a leader of the Hebrews. For many years, the couple remained childless. Whenever Hannah saw another woman with a child, her longing for a baby increased. Although years had passed, she never lost hope. She believed that one day Allah would bless her with a child on whom she would shower all her motherly love. She turned to the Lord of the heavens and the earth and pleaded with him for a child. She would offer the child in the service of Allah's house in the temple of Jerusalem. Allah, again, okay, so here it is, all right, in the temple of Jerusalem, okay? Ishmael was not Ishmael's line was not affiliated with the Temple of Jerusalem. It was Isaac's line, or the Hebrew side, that was affiliated with Jerusalem. Allah granted her request. When she learned that she was pregnant, she was the happiest woman alive, and she thanked Allah for her gift. Her overjoyed husband, Imran, also thanked Allah for his mercy. However, while she was pregnant with her husband, while she was pregnant, her husband passed away. Hannah wept bitterly. Also, Imran did not live to see the child for whom they had longed. She gave birth to a girl and again turned to Allah in prayer. Now, this is where the it gets confusing, okay? As a matter of fact, what we want to do, we want to go back and Surah 337 said, from Allah, very Allah provides and knows. But then we're here and it says Surah 336 says, "Oh my Lord, I have delivered a female child and the male is not like the female, and I have named her Mary, and I seek refuge with you, Allah, for her and her offspring from Satan the outcast." So when we talk about Zechariah and Zechariah, when we talk about those two, then there seems to be a conflict. But from what I've what other research has said, that Zechariah and Zechariah were brothers. Okay, so I don't know how it goes, but maybe the brother died, Zechariah died, and then Zechariah became the guardian of Mary. So we will continue and see what happens here. Okay, so Hannah had a big problem in reference to her promise to Allah. For females were not accepted into the temple, and she was very worried. Her sister's husband, see, this is interesting, because it starts off like this. It says Zechariah becomes Mary's guardian. Hannah had a big problem in reference to her promise to Allah, for females were not accepted into the temple, and she was very worried. Her sister's husband, Zechariah, comforted her, saying that Allah knew her best what she had delivered and appreciated fully what she had offered in his service. She wrapped the baby in a shawl and handed it over to the temple elders, as the baby was a gift. The question of her guardianship posed a problem for the elders. This was a child of their late and beloved leader, and which was Imran. And everyone was eager to take the care of her. Zechariah said to the elders, "I am the husband of her maternal aunt and her nearest relative in the temple. Therefore, I will be more mindful of her than all of you." That's what he said. So as it was their custom to draw lots to solve disagreements, they followed this course. Each one was given a reed to throw into the river. They had agreed that whoever's reed remained afloat would have granted guardianship of the girl. All the reeds sank to the bottom except Zechariah's. With this sign, they surrendered to the will of Allah and made him the guardian. Okay, so here it is. They have Zechariah. Says Zechariah becomes Mary's guardian, and then it says here later, Zechariah became the guardian. So I don't know, maybe it's the same. Maybe they're saying, maybe it's a misspelling or something. Okay, but we know it's one of the Zechariahs that became the guardian, okay? So Mary's high status, this is the other part. the next part in it. To ensure that no one had access to Mary, Zechariah built a separate room for her in the temple. As she grew up, she spent her time in devotion to Allah. Zechariah visited her daily to see to her needs, and so it continued for many years. One day, he was surprised to find fresh fruit, which was out of season, in her room. As he was the only person who could enter the room, he asked her how the fruit got there. She replied that these provisions were from Allah, as he gives to whom he wills. Zechariah understood by this that Allah had raised Mary's status above that of other women. So, here's the next part. Mary's high status, Prophet Muhammad. This is what Prophet Muhammad has to say. Ali ibn Abu Talib narrated that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The best of the world's women is Mary in her lifetime, and the best of the world's women is Khadijah in her lifetime." Abu Musa Ansari also narrated that Prophet Muhammad said, "May among men attain, many among men attain perfection, but among women, none attain perfection except Mary, the daughter of Imran, and Aisha, the wife of Pharaoh. And the superiority of Aisha to other women is like the superiority of," and they talk about this meal that's called Farid to other meals. Okay, so it must have been a delicious dish, and it must have been better than all the other meals. Okay, so it's important to understand that, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad said, many among men attain perfection, but among women, none attain perfection except Mary, the daughter of Imran, and Aisha, or the wife of Pharaoh, and the superiority of Aisha to other women is like the superiority of this one dish against the other, is fried chicken over sardines. I'm just, you know, trying to bring it up to date. Anyway, let's see here. So it says Mary receives news of Jesus. Okay, so we'll go here. And it says, so Ali ibn Abi Talib narrated, oh no, here we go. While Mary was praying in her temple, an angel in the form of a man appeared before her. Filled with terror, she tried to flee, praying. Now look, remember, he said, well, listen, Allah says, and remember, this is William Kareem, Allah said, well, listen, I sent you a man as a messenger because, you live among men. So, here's an angel that appears in the shape of a man. But suppose it would have been in the shape of a dog or a cat or something like that. So, it's just not the right messenger. If he had a messenger for the cats, he would have sent the cat as a messenger. If he had a dog as a messenger, if he was trying to give a message to the dogs, he would send the dog as the messenger. You know what I mean? That's what we're talking about. That's the sense that it's making. Okay, so Mary receives news of Jesus. While Mary was praying in her temple, an angel in the form of a man appeared before her. Filled with terror, she tried to flee, praying, "Verily I seek refuge with the most beneficent from you, if you do fear Allah." The angel said, "I am only a messenger from your Lord to announce to you the gift of a righteous son." She said, "How can I have a son when no man had touched me, as I am not, nor am I unchaste?" He said, "So it will be. Your Lord said, that is easy for me, and we wish to appoint him as a sign to mankind and a mercy from Allah. And it is a matter already decreed." So the angel was saying, listen, it's already done. So it doesn't matter whether you agree or disagree. It don't make no difference. It's already done. It's been decreed. It's done. And this is Surah 19, verse 18 through 21 that addresses that as an issue. You know, I mean, take a look at that. It's like somebody come to you and tell you, listen, you can maybe have a baby. And you say, how am I supposed to have a baby? No man has touched me. You say, listen, Allah said that's what it's going to be, so that's what it's going to be. So, you know, it's a matter already decreed. Hey, it's done. So the angels' visit caused Mary great anxiety. Of course. See, when we talking about a normal person, Mary, who gives praise and glorification, she does her prayers and all the rest of that, you know, and some angels visiting her caused her great anxiety, which increased as the months went by. How could she face giving birth to a child without having a husband? It just didn't make no sense to her. So later, she felt life kicking inside her. And with a heavy heart, she left the temple and went to Nazareth, the city in which she had been born, where she settled in a simple farmhouse to avoid the public. So this is where they get the whole thing about, you know, Jesus in the manger. You know, this is probably because of the visit of Mary, you know, going to Nazareth. And I'm not going to tell you what it says. But fear and anxiety did not leave her. She was from a noble and pious family. Her father had not been an evil man, and was her mother, and nor was her mother an impure woman. How could she prevent tongues from wagging about her honor? After some months, she could not bear the mental strain any longer. Burdened with a heavy womb, she left Nazareth, not knowing where to go to be away from the depressing atmosphere. Okay, the atmosphere, because listen, she's among people. And, you know, I mean, you know, people seeing her pregnant. It's like questions is coming. And so, you know, it caused a mental depression, a mental strain on her. So she left Nazareth, not knowing where to go to be away from the depressing atmosphere. She had not gone far when she was overtaken by the pains of childbirth. She sat down against a dry palm tree, and here she gave birth to a son. Looking at her beautiful baby, she was hurt that she had brought him into the world without a father. You can understand that. We could understand that. You know what I'm saying? We could understand that. The angel comes and tells her, hey, you know what, you're going to be pregnant. Well, how you mean I'm pregnant? Yo, it's already decreed. It's already happening. It's done. It's a done deal. You're the one that's going to happen to. So it's like, yo, why me? Why me? You know, look, I've seen many people giving birth, many women giving birth, and you're going to tell me I got to be the one to give birth without a father? Well, I got to do this. I don't have a husband. So, looking at her beautiful baby, she was hurt that she had brought him into the world without a father. She exclaimed, I wish I had died before this happened and had vanished into nothingness. Suddenly, she heard a voice nearby. Grieve not, your Lord has placed a rivulet below, and shake the trunk of this tree from which ripe dates will fall. So eat and drink and regain the strength you have lost, and be of good cheer, for what you see is the power of Allah, who made the dry palm trees regain life in order to provide food for you. For a while, she was comforted by Allah's miracle, for it was a sure sign of her innocence and purity. Okay. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, that's where we at. You know, I mean, miracles happen in our own lives, and, you know, a lot of times we don't understand why, but then, you know, because of the goodness, the grace, and everything that, you know, we're good, and we don't know how things are going to turn out. We can't explain it. And then, you know, we come to accept that a good thing has happened from this miracle that we go through, and then, you know, we kind of get comforted by it. So Mary returns to the city with Jesus, okay? Now, let me see something. I got it. Well, it's 8:31, but I'm going to continue. Mary decided to return to the city. However, her fears also returned. What was she going to tell the people? As if, what is this? Oh, as if, she, oh yeah, here it is. Because sometimes there's typos in it. As if sharing his mother's worry, the baby began to speak. Okay, baby began to speak. If you meet any person, this is what this means. If you meet any person, I have vowed to fast for the benefit and may not speak to any humans today. That's so she's saying that that's what the baby said, okay? The baby began to speak. If you meet any person, say, I have vowed to fast for the benefit and may not speak to any human today. With this miracle, Mary felt at ease. Right, because it was what? It was a solution to a problem she had. She couldn't explain it. You know, what's she going to start doing? Yeah, you know, an angel came to me, you know, while I was praying and told me I was going to have a son. Nobody touched me, but, you know, it told me that I was going to have a son. And, you know, so what I did, I left and I went to Nazareth, and next thing you know, I'm pregnant, and I'm pregnant, and I have this baby by a palm tree, you know, and, you know, I'm given water and I'm given dates to eat, and, you know, I just decided to come back. Who's going to believe that story? Mary didn't even believe it. So the baby, she said, so you know, it says that the baby Jesus said, listen, just tell him, look, I am vowed to fast and, you know, I'm not speaking to anyone. And that's what she did. So as she had expected, her arrival in the city with a newborn baby in her arms aroused the curiosity of the people. They scolded her. This is a terrible sin that you have committed. She put her finger to her lips and pointed to the child. There you go. But even that, see, so she didn't give them anything to work with. You know what I'm saying? She ain't give them nothing to work with. She didn't answer. She just put her hand to her lips and pointed to the child. See, when you don't give people words to work with. Yeah, you know, and she said so-and-so. Or, yeah, you know, like, yo, I was talking to him, and this the excuse that he gave is. See, those are giving words to people to work with. And you know, they don't believe you any old way. So they go ahead and then they start putting the spin on it, you know, their little thing on it. And sometimes that's how it goes down. So the people scolded her. This is a terrible sin that you have committed. She put her finger to her lips and pointed to the child. They asked, how can we speak to a newborn baby? To their total amazement, the child began to speak clearly. I am Allah's servant. Allah has given me the book and has made me a prophet and has blessed me wherever I may be and has enjoined on me prayers and almsgiving as long as I live. Allah has made me dutiful towards she who has borne me. He has not made me arrogant nor unblessed. Peace upon me the day I was born, the day I die, and the day I shall be raised alive. Many of the people realized that the baby was unique, for it was Allah's will. For it, Allah wills something. He merely says, be, and it happens. Of course, there were some who regard the baby's speech as a strange trick, but at least Mary could now stay in Nazareth without being harassed. Now, so So she was in the desert, as the, you know, the book tells us that she was she went to a palm tree. So she wasn't around the people at that time. So now she decides to go back to the city, not the city where Zechariah was, you know, not that city. She went back to Nazareth. Okay. Okay. But at least Mary could now stay in Nazareth without being harassed. So Mary receives news of Jesus in the Quran. This is what it says. Allah had the exalted revealed. And mentioned in the book, the Quran, O Muhammad, the story of Mary, when she withdrew in seclusion from her family to a place facing east, okay, she placed a screen to screen herself from them. Then, so she you know, she went to a desert or something like that there. And then we sent her our Ruh, Gabriel, and he appeared before her in the form of a man in all respects. She said, "Verily, I seek refuge with Allah, the Most Beneficent." The angel said, "I am only a messenger from your Lord." And she said, "How can I have a son?" So he said, "So be it, your Lord will be." So the virgin Jesus, what the Quran says, so she conceived him and withdrew from him to a far place, Bethlehem Valley, also Nazareth, about 4-6 miles from Jerusalem, and the pains of childbirth drove her to the trunk of a tree. She said, "Would that I had died rather than be forgotten to be out of sight." Then the baby Jesus cried unto him from the saying, "Grieve not, your Lord has provided you a water stream," etc. And that's Surah 19, verse 22 through 26. Well, so Mary returns to the city, Surah 19:27. If you wanted to, you know, check that out. All right. So then we also have, such as Jesus, son of Mary, it is a statement of truth. This is in the Quran. Such as Jesus, son of Mary, it is a statement of truth about which they doubt or dispute. It befits not the majesty of Allah that he should beget a son. This refers to the slander of Christians against Allah. All right. Jesus said, "And verily Allah is my Lord and your Lord, so worship him above, alone, him alone. That is the straight path." Then the sects differed to Christians about Jesus. So woe unto the disbelievers, those who gave false witness saying that Jesus is the son of Allah. All right, so look, we know what the situation is with all of this. Again, Surah 19, verse 34 through 39. So we know what the situation is, and it's really important to be clear that Jesus was, first of all, from the side of the list of David. Okay, from the side of Isaac, you know, David, Solomon, you know, Jesus is from that side, not from the side of Isaac. The side of Isaac is not, that's not the same. Jesus is from that side. Mary was from Zechariah, all that. They were leaders of the Hebrews, and that's the side that he's from. And so it's important to understand that these are the people of the book, okay? These are the people that Musa rescued out of Egypt. These are the people that were given the commandments. These are the Hebrews, and they also go by other names. But it's important to understand that they are from the side of Isaac. You say, "Well, brother, why are you making that difference?" Because the people of the book do not mention Isaac. I mean, do not mention Ishmael. They don't mention Ishmael. So what was Ishmael's side doing? We have to remember. We're talking about the side of Isaac settles in the land of Jerusalem. The side of Ishmael settles around the Kaaba, which is in two different places. Remember when Abraham took Hajar and her son out to the desert. I mean, out there, and left her with water. And then, and in the Quran, it says that he left her there, and she prayed. She said, well, did Allah tell you to do this? And he said, yes. And she said, then I know that I'm going to be all right. And then, you know, she runs back and forth, you know, because, you know, like, yo, she done ran out of food, she done ran out of water and all the rest of that. And then the next thing you know, she does the run back and forth between Safa and Marwa. And then the next thing you know, the water comes out the ground. So this is where Mecca is. This is where the Kaaba is. He placed her next to the Kaaba, the sacred house. That's where Hajar was placed. And that's where the well of Zamzam came up, et cetera, et cetera. But the people of the book don't talk about that. They don't talk about that. The people of the book don't talk about the trials and tribulations of Hajar and what happened with them. So what happened with them? They became idol worshippers. They started, you know, creating gods. And before Muhammad came, peace be upon him, they had 360 gods that they were worshiping. In the Kaaba. Around the Kaaba. The side of Ishmael. Turned into, they were worshiping different gods. But on the side of Isaac, they were the ones that were getting all of these prophets. When we read about all these prophets in here, these are Hebrew prophets. Okay? Now, these are Hebrew prophets that recognize the oneness of Allah, so that's what made them Muslim. But that's not the point that I'm making. The only point that I'm making, and it's important for us to understand, is that, yeah, that you can be Muslim because you submit your will to do the will of God, which is what these stories of the prophets has told us, that these were prophets that, and Allah mentions in the Quran, mentioned these prophets that we're talking about as being those who submitted their will to do his will. These are prophets that submitted their will to go ahead and deliver messages that he wanted them to deliver to these to the people that was on Isaac's side. It's important for us to understand that. Okay, so we're going to move forward. But I think what I'm going to have to do at this point, I'm going to go ahead and play a PSA. Let's see. Yeah, so let me just say this. If you have any questions or comments or something like that, you know, press 1 on your phone and I'll bring you into the queue. And we'll see. We'll make sure that it do what it do. Okay? Here's Grace Line.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
That was a Grace Line. Grace Line was at a time to be grateful. We had an opportunity to get with him. And now we have on the phone the CEO of CWSC, Sister Martha Nala Williams. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open.
Oh, and alaikum assalam to my brother William Kareem. How are you this lovely morning?
Well, very thankful and very appreciative that I was able to get on American Muslim 360.
Very good. And I mean, and at the same time, if I may share with everyone what we're testing at this time, well, you know, we discussed, I did connect with the conference line, which is connected right now, just in case anyone runs into any difficulty, the conference line number, if I may share that now.
Please.
And if we have your email, we will be following up with through the email. That number, it has a number and a code, of course, everyone. So the phone number is 240-591-0209. Again, 240-91-0209. And the code is 07.
What's the code?
209. It's 209-075.
Okay.
All right. Alhamdulillah. Now on to the question, I mean the comments I want to ask a question about, to, because I'm in my mind I'm going to have to do some more studying, but I don't think you're not inferring or establishing that, or are you establishing that there's a difference between the prophets from the sons of Ibrahim, or that there was a time period that they both went into darkness, such as Musa on the side of Ishaq or Isaac. Moses, he had to lead the people away from darkness, but they, during the time of his brother Harun or Aaron, they went into the schism of worshiping a calf. And as you said, the ones on the side of Ismail around the Kaaba at the time, they were worshiping 360 gods. So we can see on both, from both, that it, the idea of evolving to the faith that Abraham represented, I think, would be the final outcome, because Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, brings it all back together, for Allah, through Prophet Muhammad, brings it all back to humanity. So that was my question. Is that the outcome or that you're referencing for, or what? That's what I guess the question
well,
is.
Well, it's important that we understand that Abraham had two sons, Ishmael, which was the older son, the first son, and then there was Isaac, okay? So, and the way that the way that it was written, okay, because Allah says in the beginning, read in the name of your Lord who created and taught man the use of the pen. So the way that they used the pen, okay, on the side of Isaac, they were writing a lot of books. They were writing Enoch, all of these prophets, they were writing books. Okay, and that's where you get the Bible. The Bible is a collection of books. We don't have the books on the side of Ishmael. We have the books on the side of Isaac. Their two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. So on the side of Isaac, they're writing books, okay, from the time of Moses, you know, on down. I mean, even from the second prophet, Enoch, you know, he left tablets that were interpreted, okay? So on that side of Isaac, they're telling the story they want to tell it. They're telling the story they want, the way they want to tell it. So they don't mention Ishmael's side at all. They mention only the side of Isaac. Okay, and what happened? And they always say that these were Hebrews. These were and others, Jews. They were Jews. They were this. They, you know, that line. They always say that, but they don't mention anything about, you know, the idea of what would happen with Ishmael's side. And that's a whole nother history. But they became on the side of Ishmael. They didn't have prophets that are mentioned in the book. They mentioned Ishmael, but after Ishmael, they might mention one prophet that came after Ishmael, and it has to be done on further research. But you don't have it being mentioned in the Quran about prophets on the side of Ishmael. You don't have that until, of course, Prophet Muhammad comes.
Right. Right, and I think that's probably where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it to the point, revealed it, that there was no difference, because Allah knew that, I mean, of course Allah knows, that they had established a difference between who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the word to bring the people out of darkness, you know, as we all in that darkness. So, alhamdulillah, yeah, I can see that. That the people of the book,
yes,
you're declaring that the people of the book, they wrote their books, but not that they weren't of the revelation from Almighty God. The book,
right.
I mean, what they read, but they were mixing it up with some of their own.
Exactly.
Whatever. I got you.
Exactly.
Okay.
With whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's exactly what they were doing. And there's more to it, but I would like to say, but I have to read more into the story in order to make the other point about it.
Okay.
Right now the point is it's really important to understand that those are the two sides, and that's the way that it's been promoted. It's been promoted that Isaac, that the great prophets like David, you know, Saul, David, you know, they was from the Hebrew side. They make a big deal about that. They make a big deal that Solomon was from the side of, that Solomon was the son of David, you know, and did all these marvelous and great things, which he did. But it was from the side of Isaac. It wasn't from the side of Ishmael that it happened. You follow
okay.
me?
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Looking forward to this furthering. Thank you.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, sis. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was a good point. There's so much more that we could say, but we only got like 6 minutes left in the program. So let's see here where we at. So, you know, it says that Mary returned to the city. Remember, Mary returned to the city. So that's where we're at with it. So there's some stories about Mary's pregnancy. It was said that Joseph, the carpenter, was greatly surprised when he knew the story. So he asked Mary, see, so now they give these names, Joseph. Joseph is not a name that was used in, it's a European name. Joseph is a European name. It's not a name from the Middle East. Understand that. It was said that Joseph the carpenter was greatly surprised that he knew the story, so he asked Mary, can a tree come to grow without a seed? She said, yes, the one which Allah created from the first time. He asked her again, is it possible to bear a child without a male partner? She said, yes, Allah created Adam without male or female. It was also said that while pregnant, Mary went one day to her aunt, who reported that she felt as if she was pregnant. Mary in turn said that she too was feeling as if she was pregnant. Then her aunt said, I can see what is in my womb prostrating to what is in your womb. So now, remember, Hannah made the prayer, okay? And that was probably Mary's aunt. And so this is where it says, Mary, you know, said, I could see what's prostrating, what's happening in my womb, happening in yours. Okay, so we're going to continue next time with Jesus upsets the Jews or the Israelites. That's where we're going to start off next week. All right. So since there's no other questions, we got 4 minutes left to go, and I'll just say this, that make sure to keep that extra number on Blog Talk Radio, American Muslim 360. Make sure to keep that in your peripheral because we don't know. Blog Talk Radio is still saying we are currently experiencing the issue with our live broadcast system. Our engineers are working to fix the issue. They're still saying that. So you might be able to get on. You might not be able to get on. And that's the reason why we have this extra number that for American Muslim 360. We also have created an extra number for A New Day Community Radio. The number that you could use right now is 515-605-9326, which is the Blog Talk Radio number. But if you can't get on with the 515-605-9326 number, then the number would be 917-379-9162. That's 971-379-9162. And today on A New Day Community Radio, we have a special guest that's going to talk the show is Why Muslim Americans Don't Want to Get Married. And our special guest is going to do a presentation on misogyny in Islam. So she's going to come on and she's going to do a show on that. I'm going to go ahead and take a call. I got a call here. Go ahead. Ismail, assalamu alaikum.
Like my salam. One more time for that number, because you said 917 the first time and 971 is the area code the second time. Yes.
Okay, 971.
Okay.
379-9162.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, bro. Okay. So, yeah. Why Muslim Americans Don't Want to Get Married, we're going to have that show on today at 10 o'clock, inshallah. Blog Talks will let us in. But we do have a special guest who's going to talk about misogyny in Islam. And so that should be interesting. Especially in American culture, that's why it winds up being important to have this discussion about misogyny in Islam. So what we're going to do is going to go out with a PSA, the Preacher Hadi.
Assalamu alaikum. This is the Preacher Hadi, director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.